This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report.
Now, we have a great show lined up for everybody. It's been an interesting week, and we'll get to that in this first segment, especially when it comes to gold. But we have a couple interesting company updates from Oren Resources, also one from Roger White over at Theralase. We're bringing back Trader's Corner to kick off the second hour, back by popular demand, actually, because we did have a number of comments asking for some more technical analysis. And to wrap it up, we're also bringing back on Jeff Dice, president of the Mises Institute.
Yeah, Jeff has some really interesting predictions about the upcoming election. Nothing really surprising, I don't think, although I would have to say, you got to wait and listen to what he has to say first, but just keep one thing in mind. I don't agree with his conclusion. For what it's worth, this is not a contest. I just personally don't agree. Corey, you know, the conventional markets closed, I would have to say, and not have to say, but they were in negative territory as of the close on yesterday, Friday. Dow was at 18,240.49. That was off 2801. The S&P was off 7.03 at 2153.74. NASDAQ was off 14.45 at 5292.40. Now, given that the employment numbers weren't particularly good, given the fact that people really started to look into what the employment really numbers really meant, if you look at the various wire services, you would see that a lot of folks are kind of, I think, losing interest in the banter that the government is putting out. They now are realizing it's kind of a half-truth. Any comments?
Well, I think from an investment standpoint, people are looking at the actual numbers, and although the employment stats disappointed marginally, they weren't horrible by any means. People still construed that as being somewhat positive for the Fed and continue to look forward to what the Fed might do in December. And I think that is way too far out to predict what the Fed's going to do simply because so much is going to happen in between now and the next live meeting of the Fed that I think trying to posture and position for what they might do in a couple months is the wrong mentality. But unfortunately, you read the wire services, you talk to a lot of very intelligent analysts, they do still have what the Fed might do in terms of interest rates on their mind. What we're seeing in the markets right now is actually quite boring compared to what we're seeing in a couple of the other markets that we'll get to. But the S&P for this week was off marginally, less than 0.5%. We're seeing a tighter and tighter range. I still have a support zone that I'm watching down at 2115 for the S&P. I think that we will continue to grind lower and reach that level in the next couple weeks. I don't think it's going to be a decline that happens quickly down there. I think that it will be, again, a slow market that drifts towards this support level, and we'll need to see how it reacts. If it breaks there, then I could see around 2050, but we do need to reanalyze when we get to that point.
You know, take a look at the precious metals markets, which were certainly volatile and interesting this week. Gold took a big move downward earlier in the week. Yesterday, interestingly enough, it had some positive momentum, obviously, in an upward direction, but gold did go below $1,300 an ounce this past week. That did surprise me. I didn't think I'd see that happen. What are your technicals telling you, Corey, about gold?
Well, there was some damage done on the gold chart. Doc and I had been warning about a break below 1300 for quite some time, simply because we were seeing lower highs. And that was a concern for me, that there didn't seem to be a whole lot of other data points or narratives out there that would be driving gold higher. And we saw four consecutive lower highs. And finally, when we did break that 1300 level, I was looking more around 1308, we did see a bunch of technical selling come in, and I think we saw a few investors lose a bit of faith in the precious metal because we really quickly dropped even below the next potential support zone that was around 1275. I know that these sound like very round numbers, but we're kind of rounding them off just for simplicity's sake. But now, some technical damage at the end of the week that I think needs to be noted is gold closed below the 200-day moving average. We did make up a little bit of this after market hours and when we're recording this, which is later in the day on Friday. We are almost right at the 200-day moving average. But the 200-week moving average, we're below that now. We're very close to a 38% retracement from the total gains this year. And you look at all the momentum and strength indicators, and they are quite obviously moving down, pointing to further weakness. That's just what happens when you have a bad week. And when you see gold moving down 5% just in 1 week, that will shake some investors out. I think the most important level right now is this 1252 level. If we can't hold this, then I do see an outcome that could potentially bring us down into the low 1200s. And from there, we still have to remember that this is still part of a bull market, I believe. As long as we can hold in around the lower 1200s, even if we finish this year somewhere around 1250, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a $200 move in 1 year after five consecutive down years. So we saw gold move down. We saw the stocks, GDXJ, down 27% from its top in August, down 14% just this week. GDX also pulling back, I believe it was about 12% this week. It's just weakness across the board in the precious metals, but I do think that eventually this will present a buying opportunity. I think that we might have another week or two of slowly grinding down metal prices, and then we'll need to reassess. But right now, I would not be a buyer, but I would plan to start nibbling away at stocks that you like pretty soon.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say one thing about the upward movement this year that a lot of people seem to be ignoring. It's been meaningful, and for a long-term holder like myself, you know, and my wife, I think it's been a great year so far. Having said that, had some very, very interesting movements yesterday in the exchange rates. The euro, for example, yesterday was off about a half a point against the U.S. dollar, 1.1195. But you go over to Great Britain, the British pound sterling was down 1.5% against the U.S. dollar. Boy, the continent seems to be going in opposite direction in terms of exchange rates than one would think is normal. What do you think about that?
Well, Friday, or I guess kind of in the middle of the night, Thursday and early morning Friday, we did see that flash crash for the British pound. And I think that shook a lot of confidence, especially over in Europe. People worrying about maybe some sort of a liquidity squeeze. There were a lot of question marks as to even what caused that major drop, and I don't have a definitive answer for it, but it is scary. I can understandably see for those investors and just the people in Britain, simply because their currency has been taking it on the chin and seeing an aggressive move down. I think it was 6% in the middle of the night. Just not a good sign for their currency. And again, I still think that people are looking to the U.S. dollar, and seeing that flash crash, they're only going to further look to the U.S. dollar as a bit more stable of a currency. And we've seen the U.S. dollar try to break out this week. It didn't quite prove it to me, at least on a weekly chart, that we are seeing a breakout. But on a daily chart, it was looking stronger. And I think that this trend may continue in the face of the precious metals moving down a little bit, and that is one of the narratives that I think we've been seeing for quite a while, is the U.S. dollar being looked at internationally as one of the more stable currencies.
Good points. Stick around. We are going to be right back with segment two.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Interesting market wrap that we just completed. You know, this week in the markets, and even more than the time duration of just this past week, it's been very, very interesting. There's an awful lot of confusion out there. Our next guest is somebody who really has his feet on the ground, though not a lot of confusion necessarily in Stephen John Kaplan's mind. He has a newsletter called The True Contrarian. Very interesting guy. We're not going to necessarily talk about the markets per se, the current state of the markets. We're going to talk a little bit about what could happen in November. A, in terms of the markets, A, if Mr. Trump wins, or B, if Mrs. Clinton wins. Stephen John Kaplan, what do you think, man?
Well, I think that whenever you have a major news event, that there's always the anticipation of the event, and then there's what follows the event. So a good example would be the Fed rate hike cycle, which began in December of last year, on December 16th, when the Fed began raising interest rates for the first time since 2006. And what happened is people were so afraid of the Fed raising rates and what that would do to gold and silver and the U.S. dollar, that gold and silver bullion actually bottomed on December 14th, exactly 2 days before the Fed meeting, and have been rallying ever since. And when people say, when is it going to peak? I'll say, that's easy. If you tell me when the Fed is going to start cutting rates again, that's when gold and silver are going to reach their tops. And so the same thing is true with the election that's coming up, that people are going to anticipate certain kinds of possible events and are going to push up or down prices before the election. And then once it actually happens, depending upon what happens, we're going to get a couple different kinds of emotional reactions. So I think that one kind of anticipatory behavior is going to be a rally for gold and silver mining shares. And I think since we've come to such a deep low level where we've only had 5% of people bullish on gold this week, we've had huge outflows from funds of gold and silver mining shares. We've had GDXJ dropping to $36.96 yesterday, which was its lowest price since June 3rd. So we've had also funds like GDX dropping below their 200-day moving averages to encourage technical traders to sell. And so I think that as we're rebounding from those lows, I think there'll be more and more talk about how precious metals are rallying because the U.S. presidential election is coming up. And whether it's true or not that it's happening for that reason, I think enough people will embrace that concept and push things up into the election. After the election, I think that whether Trump wins or Clinton wins will have a big difference, because I think that Clinton is perceived, in most cases rightly, as a basic continuation of the status quo. And as long as the Democrats don't sweep both the House and Senate, then we'll continue to have gridlock where not much is going to be done legislatively or otherwise in the U.S. economy. And in that kind of situation, we're going to have more or less a continuation of what we've had earlier in 2016. So 2016 pattern will then continue into 2017 and maybe into 2018. And on the other hand, if Trump wins, I think that really creates the kind of atmosphere that Brexit created when it was passed unexpectedly. I think the uncertainty is going to create a lot of short-term volatility, and therefore, if you're looking for opportunities to suddenly be able to buy or sell things at unusually high or low prices, we'll probably get more of those opportunities if Trump wins than if Clinton wins.
So, Stephen, there's a lot of analysts out there that keep on pointing to either earnings per share, a number of different metrics, discussing how overvalued these markets are and how a crash or a severe correction could be imminent. I'm talking about the U.S. equity markets here. Do you think that if, let's say, Trump gets in, that that could be kind of the spark that ignites that fire of selling, and that is what could pull back the markets fairly significantly?
Interestingly, I don't think that that would be something that could cause that. Now, it might, in the very short run, generate some kind of fear. And interestingly, when Obama was elected both the first and second time, the markets had very negative behavior. If you look at 2008 from Election Day to November 20th, there was a huge drop for almost all risk assets. And similarly, if you look at 2012, when he was reelected, there was also a significant drop from the election day through the middle of November. And so if Trump is elected, I could expect some kind of emotional reaction. But I think that would be false to conclude that's the beginning of a bear market, especially if everyone starts saying, oh, here comes the bear market, because cyclically, we're not at the right time to enter a noticeable bear market as far as U.S. equities. I do believe very strongly that they are overvalued, in some cases more overvalued than ever in history for the high dividend shares that had the all-time record inflows, bigger inflows than the internet shares had at the end of the last century, and just incredible numbers of people buying high dividend shares because they can't get 3.5% in a bank anymore, so they want to get 3.5% in utilities and REITs and so on. And so those have already been underperforming and dropping since July, and if those become especially weak, I think there's going to be a lot of worry. It's probably some outflows, but we're really not at the right point in the cycle yet to have a full-fledged bear market. We might even be a whole year away. I would say certainly at least several months away. I can't see it really happening before maybe May or June of next year that we actually get a true bear market. So I think that any pullback is going to be simply a short-term event, and we'll get a pretty big rebound from that if it does happen.
Here's an opinion. You know, for what it's worth, a lot of the experts right now, and by experts right now, I'm talking about financial experts, not necessarily pundits, but financial experts, are realizing that the economy right now really is on very, very shaky footing. I mean, look at some of the words that came out today about the employment numbers. You know, yeah, the government says unemployment's at 5% right now, but that's really not the case. People are very aware of that. People are really very aware of the fact that if something isn't done about, for example, the national debt, that ultimately this amount of money that can never be repaid will probably start to cause some real serious problems. People are very aware of the fact that we have unrealistically low interest rates, but the other side of the coin, which is even worse, is that if interest rates become normal, then the U.S. government will simply have to probably renege on their debt because they simply won't be able to pay it back. And I'm thinking that maybe there may be a little more optimism because they may view Donald Trump as being, you know, in their minds, a pretty successful business guy, and maybe he could potentially be the start of the turnaround.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's an interesting possibility, too. People might not perceive it as negatively as some people are talking now. And I think another thing that's important to remember if you're concerned about a bear market is that bear markets almost always, especially in the United States, follow periods of rising inflation. So you remember back in 2008 when the gasoline price in the U.S. was more than $4, commodities are rising, grains, almost everything was climbing in price before we had the bear market. And the same thing happened in 2000. We go back to 1993, 1990, 1987, even way back in 1980 when I was in university. So definitely there's a pattern that normally we have high inflation before a bear market. And since we haven't had high inflation yet, I don't think we can get a bear market. So I think that if someone like Trump came in, there might be an unexpected rally of some kinds of things. There might be some unexpected optimism, especially if he becomes, you know, what people perceive as being more moderate. So I think that if there was some kind of a post-Trump election sell-off, I would use that as a buying opportunity for lots of things. And certainly for the things that have been in bull markets this year, like a lot of the commodity producers in emerging markets, that would be another good chance to buy. Maybe not quite as cheap as we are right now, but it would be a good opportunity. So I think there's a lot of unknowns, and the first emotional reaction to any news is not necessarily going to reflect what it's going to do in the long term.
Very good point, Stephen. It's always enjoyable having you on the show. I appreciate your time. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition, and joined by a guest that I had on last week, and I wanted to bring him on this week simply because he is very focused on the gold sector, and I wanted to get his comments on the drops that we've seen in the gold price. I have in studio with me Ronald Peter Stoffele, managing partner of Incrementum AG based in Austria. Ronnie, let's start off by talking about the moves that we saw in gold. At the tail end of last week, I was even on record saying this is going to be a big week for gold. Let's see if it can hold this 1300 or 1308 support zone. And as we saw on Tuesday, blew through that support zone. Looked like there was a lot of short covering, a lot of technical selling, some people are arguing, as I would. And we are continuing further down as the week progressed. So what are some of your comments on the overall makeup of the gold market now that we have broken that 1300 level?
Corey, I'm pretty relaxed, honestly. Gold is still up, I think, 17 or 80% since the beginning of the year in dollar terms. It's up significantly in euro terms, of course, British pound, and basically every currency. So from my point of view, that is clearly a correction within a bull market. And in fact, the current sentiment and this panic in gold sphere during the last days, that already shows me, I think it's a very positive sign. It's one of the most hated bull markets that I ever experienced. So what was the reason for this drop? Of course, the 1310 was the 100-day moving average. Then there was the 1300 level, which is a big psychological number. The Chinese market was closed. Chinese usually by the dips, so there was no buying coming from China. And then through the 1300 level, it just blew through and lots of stop losses were triggered. And within 6 hours, we had seen 200,000 futures contracts traded. That's a value of $25 billion. So that's really a lot of money. And I think we will see that with the commitment of traders report coming out. I think that lots of speculators covered their positions. We have seen the speculative positioning near an all-time high before. So of course, gold broke. Gold was in a very tight trading range between 1310 and 1370 for almost 3 months. It broke through now. There's some technical damage is done. It has to be kind of repaired, but for the mid and the long term view, I continue to be very, very positive. And the reason for that is rising inflation rates. We're seeing oil prices continue to grind higher. We will see the base effect kicking in. We are seeing within the commodity complex, I think, very encouraging signs. So as I've said, I'm pretty relaxed about this move, and I will really see it as a buying opportunity.
Now, Ronnie, let's talk about your outlook on inflation, because you just mentioned there that you think inflation is going to pick up. What sectors are you looking at to see this inflation, I guess, more in your face than anywhere else?
Well, first of all, we've got our proprietary inflation model. It's showing us since March strongly rising inflation. Then we are seeing, of course, many indicators. Also, the sticky price CPI is on the highest level since, I think, 2008. We're seeing quite a lot of surveys regarding inflation expectations grinding higher. And as I've said, oil prices. I'm really bullish on oil, I have to say. And in the last couple of weeks, we built positions in our fund in oil. And I think that the whole OPEC news, the market doesn't really believe it. I think the market has got... They kind of overestimate the supply elasticity of oil. And I think the sentiment when it comes to oil is extremely negative, probably even more negative than in the gold market. So I think, you know, with the base effect kicking in now, remember last year at this time of the year, oil really started collapsing. And if we compare it on a year-on-year basis to this year's prices, we will see, due to this base effect, rising inflation rates. We will see falling real rates again. And yeah, that makes me pretty confident. But remember, as I always say, you want to hold gold because of its optionality. I think sooner or later there will be a currency crisis. I think the whole system is much more fragile than in 2008. I don't know where this black swan will be coming from. And of course, it's impossible to forecast. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a black swan.
Well, Ronnie, I completely agree with you. Black swans are not something that can be forecast. We can look at the environment, the economic and investing environment, and point to different aspects and say this is a big issue. But quite frankly, we just don't know where this black swan will come. And inevitably, black swans do rear their head. We just actually don't know when either. But let's talk about currencies quickly, because we have seen some more volatility break into the currency markets when they have been pretty quiet. The Japanese yen is struggling. The British pound earlier this week dropped to its lowest level since the mid-1980s, and the U.S. dollar, on the back of these moves, is breaking out to the upward side. Do you think these trends will continue?
What I'm following most closely is the U.S. dollar against the Japanese yen, and there's a very, very tight negative correlation with gold prices. So it seems that there was a very, very large move last couple of days it seems that this might become something to really follow. In general, we're not extremely bullish on the U.S. dollar, I have to admit. And I think against the euro, for example, with all those trouble going on within the eurozone, of course, we've got a massive QE program. We've got a banking crisis. We've got very, very sluggish growth. We've got plenty of elections coming up. And the euro is still trading to the dollar at 1.11, 1.12. So I think that kind of already shows you that the dollar isn't that strong. In fact, I would say that the dollar made its highs at roughly 100, which was end of 2015. Of course, it's now kind of grinding higher, the U.S. dollar index. But what we are following, the dollar against many commodity currencies, but also against emerging market currencies, it doesn't look that strong at all. I also have to say, and I've got, you know, I think as an investor, you always have to think in scenarios. So if there should be some sort of systemic crisis, I don't know, Deutsche Bank or any other bank having real troubles, the dollar would probably go stronger. This would be like this safe haven trade that we usually see. But I think that will not necessarily be negative for gold. I can really imagine a strong dollar and strong gold prices. Most people say that the correlation is that negative. Of course, there's a negative correlation. It's 0.5, I think. But we have seen plenty of episodes in history when gold was actually going stronger in a strong dollar environment.
Well, Ronnie, it's always enjoyable chatting with you, and I do agree with your outlook that gold can go up with the dollar appreciating. It would just mean that we would be seeing much weaker, and I would say almost a breaking down of other countries around the world, and that would support more people putting their money into gold as a safe haven, also as a protection type of play, because they just can't find any solid investment that they believe will hang up there in the meantime. It's an interesting market that we are in right now, and the sell-off that we have seen in gold throughout the year has definitely shook a couple people up. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back with an update from Orin Resorts.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back. Continuing on here with the KE report, we're chatting right now with Ivan Bebek. Ivan is involved with a company that we are very, very enthusiastic about. The company is called Orin Resources. You're going to hear, you're going to understand, I guess I should say, why we are so optimistic about this company once we get into this particular interview. They have an awful lot going for them. Please don't consider this as being investment advice, because it is not. And remember, we have a financial interest in this company in the sense that Orin is a sponsor on our website. Now, you came out with some recent news. I want to just touch on this briefly. Number one, on October 5th, you came out with the news that you have company had received conditional acceptance to list on the Toronto Stock Exchange, which is certainly the senior exchange in Canada. We congratulate you for that. Then you came out on September 26th with the news that Orin had optioned the Banco del Indio gold property in southern Peru. That is very, very important in my mind, because it gives you the range of diversification that you'll be able to explore now year-round. When you and I, Corey Ogden, were chatting off mic, you mentioned the fact that you can now rest assured that you have a complete inventory of properties. You're really not looking to gain any more properties right now. I'd like to elaborate on that first.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. To start off with your first comment about getting listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange, it gives us access to a lot more investors and more liquidity, which generally helps with the performance of juniors. But, you know, to be clear, it's not easy to go to the big board, and it's a very good compliment to the team we've built and the portfolio of assets that we've been able to put together, and our finance ability and ability to deliver success. They are picky with who they add to it. Back to the press release that you mentioned in terms of Baños del Indio, it's a critical project for us in Peru. It's something we've worked on for over 13 months. One of our key directors, who is formerly the chief exploration geologist of Newmont, had liked this project since 1995. A real quick overview on a high level, it's about 10 kilometers north of our Huiacoyo property in Peru, which has about 150,000 ounces of gold, give or take, have been drilling historically on the property. That gold sits on a north-south structure, and Dumont, obviously being familiar with the discovery they made with Yanacocha, which is 60 million ounces of gold, occurs on a north-south structure. The north-south structure in Huiacoyo continues up right through Baños del Indio. Baños del Indio is one of the largest untested alteration systems in Peru, in the Andes. It's massive, and it's being compared to, you know, a mine that's known as La Coipa, which is about 7 million ounces, and certainly doesn't mean we're going to go find 7 million ounces, but having that big of an alteration system, having the right structural component, meaning the north-south gold-bearing structure, is critical when you go and explore, and, you know, it really gives us a shot to make a very, very big, you know, world-class discovery in Peru. And so Baños is something very dear to us that we will start working on in the next few weeks, and we'll be drilling sometime next year.
So, Ivan, in terms of Peru, as you mentioned, this is not the only project that Orin holds in the area, and it is very close to Yanacocha. What will be the strategy for the company moving forward over the winter months here up in, well, North America? What is the strategy for Peru for, let's say, 6 months?
So it's a great question, Corey. I appreciate it. We plan to be on the ground taking surface samples, trenching, and getting Huiacoyo, Baños del Indio, and our Sombrero targets all ready for drilling next year. The most advanced of those targets right now is Huiacoyo, which we're hoping to drill as early as February of next year. But in the next 6 months, it would be to get all three projects drill ready with serious surface work being done. The market will get a chance to hear about how these projects unfold as they get ready for big discovery drill programs. And then the first one will start in February. That will convert into a summer program at Homestake, and as well as our next phase at Committee Bay, which are going to be big programs in both of them. And the last half of next year, predominantly the last quarter, we'll end up getting to drill Baños del Indio for the first time and our Sombrero targets as well. You know, our goal, Corey, is to get discoveries started on all three of these projects in Peru in the next 6 months, mainly from surface on two and then one from drilling. And that would carry on into the second half of the year with the big target being Baños being drilled. Some of these targets are very, very low risk to add additional ounces, and they have a very obvious look. And some of them are a little bit earlier stage. So the balance gives us a chance to take a big risk and find a big deposit, as well as deliver consistent growth in our discoveries that we think we'll be making next year.
You know, I got to tell you, you guys really have it all together right now. There's no question about that. It is the thing that is appealing to me here is you're pretty well hedged against the fact that if the gold market doesn't necessarily go screaming upward in value, you guys are still in pretty good shape. If it does, you're in fantastic shape. So a good all-around solid situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a great comment, and you've covered a big part of our business plan was to take a majors exploration team. A lot of our guys are world experts from majors, and go and build a majors exploration portfolio. And the biggest result pre-major discovery is optionality, and you've hit that on the head. If the market is slow to recover, which we think it's going to be a great gold market next year, but if it were slow, we could shelf our northern exploration in Committee Bay, which tends to be more expensive, and we could focus on Peru and our advanced project at Homestake in British Columbia. Those two projects, you know, our treasury covers a good portion of that. We wouldn't need any expensive dollars to go and explore those and provide continuous discovery and results for the market next year. But as you said, if the gold market goes where I think a lot of us are anticipating to go, then having the whole portfolio being drilled next year, I mean, our plan ideally is to drill about 50 to 60,000 meters of exploration drilling starting February for about 14 months. And that's our goal. And that's kind of going on all cylinders. And each project will have a very deep technical team behind it, and that's the strength of our team. And the discoveries we're going after individually, they're each company making assets. That's how good each look is at each project at various stages of how advanced they are or how early stage they are.
All right, Ivan, let's quickly talk about the recent Committee Bay results. I understand that about 60% of the total drilling, which was a quite extensive drill program at Committee Bay, were released on October 3rd. There's still about 30 holes to be released, but can you outline what maybe surprised you, what was expected with the drilling so far at Committee Bay?
So we were very pleased with the program, and to be clear, of that 60% that was released, you know, a large portion of that was reconnaissance work, finding new targets on the belt, and then about half of it was actual drilling. The finding new targets on the belt, I can tell you and the listeners that there's going to be six major new targets next year. And each time we go up to Committee Bay, we learn what's the pathway to find gold. And now we're learning what's the pathway to find high grade. This first program had identified a lot of gold, but it didn't identify quite the high grade we're looking for yet. It doesn't mean it's not there. It could very well be there in the next 30 holes, but it is a bit of a learning curve. We've made that learning curve as steep as possible because of the depth of team. What impressed me the most were two things. Number one, we drilled way below the Three Bluffs pit, the gold that's already there, the 1.3 million ounces of 8 grams, and we hit gold. That tells us now it's worthwhile to go relog the core and find the structures for high grade, and that the pit's going to come down to about 800 meters, or the actual, it'll be a pit that'll go to underground. The deposit will come down potentially to about 800 meters depth. We know the gold continues down in that system. We know Three Bluffs is going to go to, or we believe it's going to go to a much larger scale, a plus three, a 5 million ounce look, which makes it standalone in that belt. Although we haven't hit the big widths and grade there, we were targeting gold and we've hit gold. As far as the other results along the belt, what we saw at Inuri in particular, which is a massive gold expression on the tills and surface, we found a way to drill back to structure, and we hit gold. You know, the low gram gold, which in most parts of the world, you could make that make sense, but in the Arctic, you need to be, you know, 5-6 grams average or better like everyone else. However, what we've learned there is that there's a lot of smoke so far, and, you know, generally when there's a lot of smoke, you get to source, you get to the fire. I think it's been a very successful 60% of work done. You know, they've done till sampling. If you took the line of how far they went, it's from Vancouver to Toronto. They walked that in 8 weeks, you know, with 85 people that were working on the project. They covered so much ground in the belt, and we sat with some corps and majors, and they said to us that would normally take 3 or 4 years at a major to get through that much exploration. And why we've done this and why we were so aggressive is because we want to get to discovery soon. And all the holes we're drilling are discovery-based, meaning it's either there and you're on to a multi-billion dollar asset, or it's not there and you go to the next target.
All right, Ivan. It's always enjoyable chatting with you. I know that we have a lot of interest on the site from our listeners on Orin Resources. If anyone wants to check out the chart right now in the Venture Exchange, AUG, or for everyone in the U.S., GGTCF. If you have any other follow-up questions for Ivan and his team, please email me directly, fleck@kereport.com. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.